When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall. On this particular night, I felt my conscience stall. I heard a knock at the door, I knew it wasn't my wife. And that's when Miss Maria Reynolds walked into my life. She said,
I know you are a man of honor. I'm so sorry to bother you at home, but I don't know where to go, and I came here all alone. She said, my husband's doing me wrong, beating me, cheating me, mistreating me. Suddenly he's up and gone, I don't have the means to go. So I offered her a load, I offered to walk her home. She said, you're too kind, sir. I gave her 30 pounds and I had socked away. She lived a block away. She said, I'm inside, sir. Then I said, well, I should head back home. She turned red, she led me to her bed, let her legs spread and said, stay.
Was the last time I said that last time it became a pastime. A month into this endeavor, I received a letter from a Mr. James Reynolds. Even better, it said,
dear sir, I hope this letter finds you in good health and in a prosperous enough position to put wealth in the pockets of people like me, down on their luck. You see, that was my wife who decided to
You make the wrong would be sucker a cuckold. So time to pay the piper for the pants he won buckled. And hey, you can keep seeing my whore wife if the price is right. If not, I'm telling you that right. I burned the letter and I raced to a place green. I'll put you in a face, she said, no, sir. Half dressed, she looked pathetic, a mess, apologetic, she cried,
please don't go, sir.
So what's this whole story, you said?
I don't know about any letter.
Stop crying, goddamn it, get up.
I didn't know any better.
I am ruined.
Please don't leave me with him helpless.
What have you done?
Just give him what he wants and you can have me. Whatever you want, if you pay, you can stay.
Say no to this.
So, nobody needs to know.